This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Just 30 more seconds before we take the calls. We got two calls. Got Joey and in Michigan and Andrew in Michigan. I called the manufacturers of some spark plugs. And I said, I want to use anti-seize. And they said, no, don't use anti-seize on spark plugs. I said, you know, there's a real problem with spark plugs getting stuck, corroded in place on engines that are aluminum, aluminum head engines. Most engines are aluminum head engines today. Not the blocks, but the heads. And spark plugs get stuck. And if you can't get them out, you can destroy the threads. And then that's a huge, huge problem. Rethreading for spark plugs, inserting helicoils, maybe even having to take the head off and bring it to a machine shop. It's a real problem because you're going to cut new threads in the spark plug hole. The metal from the aluminum head ends up getting into the cylinder, no matter how careful you are. Some gets in there. It's not good. So I always use copper anti-seize on spark plugs. I always do it. Don't do it. Don't do what I do. Do your own research. But I put a small amount on the tapered seat, and I put a small amount on the threads, the male threads, and I don't have any problems. But the spark plug manufacturers say, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, because we already put it on there. Well, if you go and look at it, you can't see it. I mean, unless it's some invisible coating that you can't see. But I don't trust it. So I put my own on. And I don't have any problems whatsoever. Call number one, Joey in Michigan. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Vince. Hey, two questions. The first one is, next week when Norm Jr. is on, ask him how the PEMF works in conjunction with the scalar window.
Well, I've got both running in our home right now, and I have for years.
Vince,
I will ask him. I'll do my best to ask him.
I've had it for over a year, but I'm curious. You know, Lou said it helps, the window helps keep stuff out, but I want to hear Sergey's point of view, you know, just to see what he's got to say, and if you can do that, because I hate calling in when he's on, because he's always on a time spot, and sometimes he gets on quite a ramble, and it's really excellent what he has to say. So my other question is, I know your refrigerator went out last summer, and you were talking about a capacitor. So my freezer quit, and it kicked back on. Then my fridge, then the freezer quit completely, then the fridge quit. So I ordered a capacitor, and if it's not the capacitor, I mean, it just happened, like, out of the blue. You got any options?
Yeah. There's something called LRA, locked. You can look on the label of the compressor, and it will have the make and the model number. And it also has on that label something called LRA, locked rotor amps, LRA. I believe that's what it's called. And it will give you a number. And what you do is you hook up your kilowatt meter. Do you have one of those, Joey?
I do. It's learning how to use it's the hard part for me.
Well, it's not that hard. It really isn't. I have an antique one, and it just has, I think, five buttons on it. And what you do is you plug your freezer into it. So, class, kill a what? K-I-L-L-A.
Oh, you're talking about the thing you plug in. I was thinking like a one of those things that can do ohms and all that other stuff.
Yeah, that would be a volt amp ohm meter. No, I'm not talking about one of those.
This is just a plug. I got it.
Yeah. Okay, so for the class, it's about the size of a deck of cards, maybe a little bit larger. And it has a plug on the back. And so you plug it into a receptacle. And then on the front, it has a receptacle. So you plug your device in it. If you want to know how much wattage your toaster is using, you plug your toaster into the front of it. It only has one receptacle on the front. It has a digital display. And it has some buttons. And it will tell you the voltage of that receptacle. It will tell you the watts that some device is drawing, like your coffee maker or your toaster. And in your case, you use it for your freezer. So you want to know how many amps your freezer is drawing. Now, you look at the label on the compressor, which is at the bottom of your refrigerator or freezer typically, or on the side of a chest freezer where there's a little compartment there. And it will. You might have to use a mirror or take a photograph with a cell phone kind of thing to see what the label says, but LRA, locked rotor amps. That means that compressor motor is seized and how much current it will draw when the compressor is seized. And you're not going to be able to fix the compressor. You'll just have to either replace it yourself or have someone replace it, or the refrigerator or freezer would be considered junk. All right, so your kilowatt meter will tell you that answer. So if you get a reading that is about as high as the LRA number in amps, you'll know. Okay. Now, if it's lower than that, that's great. Now, most times, the reason a refrigerator or freezer compressor will not cycle or power up is because of the capacitor. And the way the capacitors work is it's a device that produces a boost of energy just to get started. Now, some devices have a start capacitor to get that motor turning. Now, a compressor has a motor built inside a sealed unit. So the compressor and the motor are sealed together, and there's lubricant in there, oil. And that oil splashes around and lubricates the compressor, the bearings, and the motor. Now, if that compressor tries to start and start and start and it can't, eventually it can burn up the motor. So the first thing you want to do is when you have a symptom of the compressor and shut down, that's when you want to check and replace that capacitor. So for $12 or $13 or $15, you can get a hard start kit. And that hard start kit must be the capacitor range or size for the size of that compressor. So you might have a 1/5 horsepower or a 1/6 or a 1/4 or a 1/3 or 1/2 horsepower. You must size the hard start kit for the size of that compressor. Too big won't work. Too small won't work. So you got to get it sized right. And generally speaking, that hard start kit has 5 wires. 2 wires go to the AC line cord, and 3 wires go to the compressor. You get wire nuts with it, and it works great. It really does. It's a 15-minute installation. If you've done it before, it might take an hour if you've never done it before. But you should have a couple hard start kits for the sizes of the compressors that you have. So what would cause the motor to lock up, the compressor's motor? Overheating. So if you have one of those compressors that's running in the hot environment, let's say, a barn or a garage, it's really hot in the summer, and you have a chest freezer. I've measured the temperature of the chest freezer compressor. They get really hot, and there's no air circulation to cool off the compressor itself. So what I do is I literally have a fan blowing on the compressor, and boy, does that work great. Those are my thoughts, Joey.
So let's go back to the extra kit. Is that going to have the separate coil on the side?
Say this again.
Is that going to have, because I know I ordered a capacitor, because the YouTube video says here, this is 90% of the time, swap the capacitor out. So that was supposed to come, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We had a little bit of snow here. So, you know, and the mail isn't like it used to be, so maybe today. And the only reason I don't want to buy a new fridge is because I don't want more headaches, because they're all electronics. Like the new ones, everything you see has a LED light bulb. When the bulb burns out, then they claim you got to have a service tech come out and reprogram your fridge for $200 so the light bulb will work. And I'm kind of embarrassed about wanting to give somebody $200 to change a light bulb. But I seen the secondary kit. It looked like a small coil, you know, inch and a half, 2 inches around, two couple inches long with the wires you're talking about.
Yeah, that's the hard start kit. That's the hard start kit.
All right. So that's an option. But the other one, you just slide it off, slide it on. If that don't start, then try the hard start kit.
Okay. Your problem is most likely, as you found out on YouTube, probably 90% of the cases, the capacitor. Capacitors last 7 to 12 years, maybe, and typically 10. That's why you find that your outside air conditioning units, that darn thing's 10 years old, and the guy said, yeah, we ought to replace the whole thing because, gosh, it's 10 years old. It most probably is the capacitor, just like your freezer, just like your refrigerator. Okay, the capacitors last about 7 to 12 years, typically 10. So you're probably at that number. Maybe you've gone a little farther. If you have power surges, a little less. If your unit is parked in the sun, you know, your freezer or refrigerator or chest freezer is parked in the sun, it will cycle more and the capacitors will last less. So the hard start kit is the number one go-to. But to determine if your compressor is...
Right.
Yeah, to determine if your compressor itself is blown, seized up, use the kill a watt meter and look for the locked rotor amps, and that'll tell you. But don't let that unit try to start. Get that hard start kit on there right away, okay? Because that trying trips a breaker. Little circuit breaker, because it's overloaded. It's trying and it can't start. The reason for the capacitor is that extra jolt of electricity to get that compressor running. Once that compressor starts running, maybe it's got a third to a half of a revolution on the motor shaft. Once it gets to that point, it doesn't need that extra jolt. It's just, you know, an instantaneous jolt, kind of like if you're riding a bicycle, that initial push. You push the pedal on a bicycle to the point that it may be the best spot for you to push with your right leg to get that bicycle moving. That's what that capacitor is for, just to get it moving. Once it gets moving, the current is no longer demanded of that capacitor. So it's just used for starting most of the time. Some devices have run capacitors and start capacitors, like compressors. So if you have an air conditioning compressor, same thing, Joey. Same problems. So if you have a two-cylinder air compressor, 60-gallon or 80-gallon or 20-gallon, it's got one or two capacitors. That's that bulge on the motor. So
I heard you tell that story, and he fixed it up, and he bought the good used one, changed the capacitor, and you've got a good 40-year-old machine that should run, and that's why I'm thinking with the refrigerator. But to change the compressor out requires a little more skill level, like putting gas back in it, right?
Yeah, it does. It takes, you know, it's illegal to let the gas out, but pretty much a lot of shops just say, the heck with it. If the government doesn't care about the environment, why should we? And I'm not saying I do. I capture it. But some people just let the gas out, or maybe the gas is already out. And then what you do is replace the compressor and the receiver or filter dryer. And for $200, you're in
business. With 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Joey's with us in Michigan, and Andrew's on hold, and he wants to talk about lug nuts. But I just wanted to flesh this out a little bit more, Joey. So the reason that refrigeration units fail is typically the capacitor, as we delineated. But there's another reason, and that is the coils, the condenser coils. Those are the coils that get hot. So if you have a refrigerator and you've got a fan blowing on coils underneath, and the coils get a lot of dust on them from, you know, got puppies, that clogs the coils. The heat doesn't escape. The compressor runs hotter. That makes the unit last less. Another one is if the refrigerator freezer in the kitchen is pushed, let's say it's surrounded by cabinetry and it's pushed against the back wall, and there's no circulation for the air to exit from the coils that the fan blows air over to keep the coils cool and keep the compressor cool and let the refrigerator work or the freezer work. If it's pressed too far against the back wall, the compressor will tend to overheat and work harder and use more electricity. So what I do is I take a 2-inch block of wood, I nail it to the back of the stud where the refrigerator and freezer. We have side-by-side refrigerator right next to a full-size freezer. It's a matching set. And they keep walking back when you close the door. And so I want to make sure that I have air circulation at least 2 inches behind the units. So I just took a short piece of wood, 2 inches, screwed it to two studs. It's not across the entire back wall because then the air won't be able to get out. And it just keeps the refrigerator and the freezer from getting pushed back too far. And then, of course, vacuum those coils. I mean, this is common sense stuff. I know you do all this, but these are the things, I'm telling it for the class purpose, so you all understand, this is what kills your appliances, overheating. And the other thing you might want to do is get a whole house surge protector, okay, and make sure it's plugged in. Or just take your surge protector that you already have and plug it in the garage or right near that electrical panel, and at least you'll be protecting half of your circuitry. Okay? As simple as that. Take an unused surge protector, turn the power switch on, plug it into the wall. Nothing has to be connected to it, and it will start protecting at least half of the wiring in your house. And you already have those lying around anyway. Joey, back to you.
So the compressor is not $200, it's $450. And it's high
for you. For you, maybe. For me, I shop, and what I do is I try to find very carefully, I try to find a replacement, exact measurements for the base, you know, the mounting system, the whatever holds it in, the rubber standoffs, the rubber base mounts, and I was able to buy a compressor for a 22 cubic foot freezer for $97.
Oh, well, now, that's very good.
Okay,
number two, my freezer, it never made that click-click, you know, where it's wanting to, you know, have an issue. It just one day, but my problem was I didn't defrost the other freezer in the basement, so when that started to melt, I took stuff and overfilled this one. When I overfilled this, it stretched it out. And once I defrosted the other one, I put everything back in. But I noticed that was the issue. And as for the vacuum it out, sure, it gets a vacuum at least every year.
Okay. But, let me ask you this. The freezer that you might have overloaded,
yep.
Is that a chest freezer?
No, it's the bottom. That's the other problem with a refrigerator. To buy a new refrigerator, you either get a freezer on the top or the bottom. But the bottom, I need a door. I can't have a drawer because I've got an opening. It's up against the wall, and you can't slide a drawer out. Well,
you don't want a drawer anyway. You don't want a drawer anyway, I don't think.
I don't. I don't use the freezer but one-third of the time. But I didn't want a freezer or fridge on the bottom because everything I'm going to use is on the bottom. And
right.
It's the funny thing, you're getting older, how your back doesn't like to go down there.
Yeah. So here's what I know, that a chest freezer is really great in terms of thermal efficiency, except it's hard to get things in and out, and things that the items that are at the bottom seem to get forgotten. That's a problem with that. The problem with a vertical freezer is that the gaskets don't seem to work really well, and then they leak a little bit, and then you have ice buildup around the door gasket. So that doesn't work so well. So, but overall, I like the vertical the best. I really do. And the kind to get would be one that has the coils inside in the shelving of the upright vertical freezer. That's the best way to go. But what I do is when I overload a refrigerator with a large load that needs to be cooled quickly, I put a fan right on the compressor and keep it cool, so that it doesn't overheat.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Bob Iger has returned as chief executive of the Walt Disney Company after less than a year in retirement. The company's board announced Iger's return Sunday night and said Bob Chapek, who succeeded Iger in 2020, had stepped down from the position. Elon Musk has made the decision to reinstate President Trump's Twitter account to 45. Trump has 4.6 million followers on Truth Social and over 86 million followers on Twitter, Representative Adam Schiff, the Democrat from California, said it was a terrible mistake to allow Trump back on Twitter after a Saturday attack at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado, killing five people and wounding many more. Police and city officials are crediting patrons with stopping the attack. A 22-year-old is in custody. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something
happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What?
Today,
God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to
the... For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Okay, so we've got Joey and Andrew on hold. Andrew's been on hold for 37
I'm
minutes,
go,
13
so
seconds.
You can address that. That hardwired jump starter, I don't have that currently on my compressor. I got a little item that slides on. So
yeah.
you would still hardwire this monster thing?
You're talking about you have like a black phenolic or Bakelite cover?
Yep. That's just
okay, it's held on by a spring clip?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So it's held on by a spring clip. What you'll do is you'll take that cover off the side of your compressor, and a screwdriver will just pop that spring clip off. Then you will see that there is a connector. You will pull that connector off. It has two terminals on one side, three on the other. You'll pull that off, and you'll see three post terminals. And that is where the three wires from your hard start kit go. The red, white, and black wires go on there. And then you'll have two other black wires that go to your AC power. It's as simple as that. And
where does those other two wire in? There's a spot on there?
The other two wires go to your power. So what you could do is, if you wanted, you could take a piece of lamp cord and, you know, test it with that, or you'll end up cutting the existing existing power cord that goes to your compressor, your thermostat and your compressor. You'll cut into that and splice in.
You just wire into that. Got it.
Yeah, yeah. So
but
you'll disconnect the existing one.
You take that Bakelite part off. That's going to be obsolete. You're going to wire these three in, hook the other two up, and you should be good to go if it's going to work.
Right. And you can also check your LRA current to see.
Do that first.
And if you still have the same locked rotor amp current, then you've got a bum compressor.
Got it. All right, good. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Have Joey,
a good
thank
Thanksgiving.
You.
Bye-bye.
You too. Andrew in Michigan, thank you so much for patiently waiting.
Oh, this is the first time I've gotten to call in. I've been with you for years, and you've come up missing a guest today, and I figured, what the heck? You got me on lug nuts, you got me on spark plugs, and I've never, ever had a compressor go bad in anything.
Well, are you a preparedness, maintenance kind of guy that you kind of take care of your
definitely.
Equipment?
I'm a senior citizen. I've seen my shares of battles. I grew up on the big three rally wheels. You know, they always had those stainless steel-covered lug nuts.
That's right.
From the very first time I ever worked at a gas station or a tire store, you never... ever put an impact gun on that type of lug because it would stretch the stainless steel cover out until it literally blew out of size or come off or cracked, would hold water, you know, rushed.
Andrew, let me ask you this. I take it you were working on equipment back in maybe the late 60s, early 70s. Is that about right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever put grease or a copper anti-seize on lug nuts?
Definitely.
Okay. Has a wheel ever come off?
Nope.
That you didn't want to come off?
Nope.
Have you not used a torque wrench?
I use torque wrench on everything.
Okay.
There's a
stick.
I'll use it.
So, Andrew, I've asked you several questions, and your answers are absolutely in concert with what I believe everything I've been saying about this. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's why I listen to you almost every day. Wow. I mean, I'll pick up hints and tricks and little things here and there. I mean, you know, stuff I never thought about. As a matter of fact, kept getting molds in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
And I live by myself, you know, shower daily. And you get that reddish-looking weird mold that's coming out of the water nowadays.
Uh-huh.
But I also have multiple shower curtains.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter anything other than putting a fan in the bathroom and trying to blow up or wipe down the shower every day, I reduced it down to just one cloth-type shower curtain for mold.
So
I got that from you.
I'm trying to read, Andrew, I'm trying to read between the lines. It sounds to me like you were using a vinyl shower curtain, as just about everybody does, found out that it grows hair.
If you use the vinyl one, and then you use the decorative cloth-type.
Yeah.
You know, shower curtain on the outside of it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's mold city.
Yeah. So all you have to do, class, if you want to know the whole story, all you have to do is go to the internet, and you can go to eBay and measure from your shower rod down to the floor of your shower, whether it be a bathtub or a shower pan. Measure the height you want and the length. and you can get that exact size rayon or nylon.
Right.
And you can get it in tan or white. Tan is better if that goes with your decor. Because there's iron in the water, there's all kinds of, you know, calcium. So to show the least amount of that, tan is the best. And then the shower curtains with the eyelets, rather than the stitching around the hole for your shower rings. The eyelets are in stainless steel are the best. And they used to be about $10. I think now it's going to be closer to $20. And what you do is once a week, you unhook it and put it in the washing machine with a small amount of detergent. And you set it on the gentle, gentle, gentle cycle.
And you're gold.
You interrupt the cycle so it kind of soaks for a while. And then continue the washing later. Hang it right back into the shower. Spread it open to let it dry quickly. That's all it takes. And now I don't know how long they last because I've been using the same ones for 17 years.
I'm probably going 10.
Very good. Andrew, are there any other things that you have learned at USA Prepares, that lessons, if you will, that you've implemented that have worked? Or have you heard us say things that flat out you tried and it was a complete failure and gave you a bum steer?
I've never had a bum steer. Most of the things you talk about I've already done or already know or something of that nature, you know. It keeps the mind active, flowing, you know.
Okay.
Like with a spark plug. Okay. I bought a used car. First thing I had to do was go through and zero out the maintenance. You know what I mean? Go through, change the antifreeze, flush the transmission, go through the brakes, you know, change the oil, go through that car bumper to bumper. And it only had 50,000 miles on it, but it was four-cylinder aluminum head engine. So I thought, I'm just going to check those spark plugs. Still original equipment. I went to spin them out. It sounded like broken glass coming out. So, of course, you know, as soon as you hear that crunch, you're pulling them spark plugs out of that aluminum head, you know there's going to be trouble. You know, you're going to take the threads out with it. So that's when you got to stop, get yourself some kind of penetrating oil or oil of some kind, and work those plugs back and forth until you get the crunch out of them, and it's safe to spin them on back out. But at that time, that car was only maybe 5 or 6 years old, 50,000 miles on it. And those plugs were already seasoning in the head.
Yeah. And well, you live in Michigan, right? And this car was from Michigan?
Yep.
Okay. So there's road salt in Michigan. It gets in the air. You get the side benefit of breathing that road salt. And it's rough on the lungs, and it's rough on the metal, and it gets everywhere. As a matter of fact, it gets in between the inside panels of the vehicle. And so the answer to get the plugs out is exactly what you did. But there's one other tip. And we do this in the shop. So if we experience, geez, these lug nuts don't want to come out at the appropriate amount of torque to remove them, what we do is we start the engine for like a minute, just a minute. So you don't want a hot engine, and you don't want a cold engine. So aluminum expands faster than the steel of the spark plug shell. And so the head will expand a little bit more, because you're removing the spark plug from the combustion chamber, the top of the combustion chamber. And so what we do is we run the engine for a minute, spray the spray lubricant at the base of the spark plug, and then work it back and forth, more and more spray lubricant. And you do not want to be in a hurry. I mean, being in a hurry can damage that head and ruin the threads, exactly what you talked about. So what you did was, you worked it back and forth. You took your time, as I'm reading between the lines, and that's why you were successful in not damaging the head.
Okay.
And there's another thing that you can do, and that is we have a tool for popular sizes of spark plug threads, and it's called a thread restorer. Have you ever used one of those?
Oh, thread chaser.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, class, what that is it's a tool that, it's not a spark plug, but it has the same threads as a spark plug, and it has cuts in the threads long ways. Not the way the threads go, 90 degrees to that. And there's channels, so you can put some grease, some clean grease on those threads. You can put some, like PV Blaster or automatic transmission fluid, and you can gently screw that thread chaser or that thread restorer into the spark plug thread, the hole on the head, and clean out those threads. And then make sure that if you're going to reuse those spark plugs, you take a wire brush, a steel wire brush, and clean off all the corrosion that's on those threads if you're going to put it back in, and then put some copper coat or some grease, some red grease, on those threads when you put it back in. And if it takes too much effort to spin those spark plugs back in, chase the threads again. And Andrew, here's another, one of the things I wanted to teach today in class was about a thread restorer kit. So we have one for wheel studs. Now this is a kit that has many popular sizes, and it will re-thread damaged threads on wheel studs, and it will re-thread the threads on wheel nuts. Now, if you're going to use one of these, you can get one to use for free at AutoZone or the big box stores, thread restore kit. They'll let you use it for free. You'll have to put about $110, $115 deposit on the kit because that's what it sells for. And they'll let you take it home for a day or so, and you can restore the threads on your rusted wheel hubs.
Uh-huh.
And it works. Have you ever done that?
Not with a kit. I won't let anything get that bad. I mean, you're working on customer cars. This is going to be my own. So it's at a, level 10.
Right. I'm with you.
I've never had anything that would take any more than a wire brush to clean up.
Right. Well, that's preparedness, that's maintenance, that's being proactive. Andrew, when we come back, if you've got another couple minutes, I would love to hear from you. What can Vincent Finelli do to do a better job? And should one of our instructors not be able to make it, should I just take that time and teach?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Andrew, I had a question for you since it's your first time calling. Number one, what can I, Vincent Finelli, do to do a better job here on the broadcast classroom? What can I do?
Nothing I can really think of. I mean,
second question.
I enjoy the show just the way it is. But
okay, second question.
If you get too technical, I'm sure you're going to lose a lot of people.
Well, you know, okay, so that was the case.
No.
That was the case with Joey. I was conflicted, and I was going to say this on air, that I was conflicted because I'd like to give complete answers so that, you know, I was told when I started radio, rapid fire, short answers, you know, go from subject to subject to that's great radio. I don't like that. I wanted to give him a complete answer, but I didn't want to lose the class, you know, in the weeds. But I wanted to make sure he had enough information to do this job himself, and that the class might put some of this semi-technical information in the back of their mind, so that if they do have a failure, oh yeah, Finelli said hard start kit, I got to get one of those, and I can probably save the cost of buying a new refrigerator, freezer, and that is the, you know, that's what I wanted to do. So from what I could tell from when Joey ended the call, he had enough information.
Good.
He let me know that he was going to proceed, and he knew exactly what he needed to do.
Yep.
That was my goal. And so that's where I think we ended that part of the five-minute university. So the next question I have is, if instructors are not able to make it, which happened to be today, Dr. Sergey Sorin, for some reason, and I don't know why, maybe they had an emergency, maybe something went wrong, I didn't get notification that he was not going to be in class with me, so I just ran with, you know, some things that I wanted to teach. And so what do you think I should do from your perspective? If an instructor that's going to be with me, which would be, I look at me as 20%, and I look at the other instructor who's going to be with me as 80%. They're, you know, I'm here just to make sure that the class stays on topic and we take the calls and you know, we say on course, I'm 20% and the instructor teaches 80%. When the other instructor isn't here, should I just teach the way I'm doing today, or should I run a rerun, or what should I do?
Oh, you're doing fine today. I mean, why not? I mean, I can always, I don't care where I'm at, I can always come up with a subject to talk to somebody else over if they're worth talking to.
Okay.
I mean, I can always pull something out. Me, myself, I know you could. I mean, just pick something. I mean, it's like I was going to tell you about fluid film. Have you ever used fluid film?
You're talking about for rust protection?
Yep.
Yeah, I've done research on it, and it sort of works. And some people, what they do is they will take beeswax, or they'll take a toilet tube, toilet wax ring sealer, which is, you know, you go to the big box store, and there's a wax ring that goes under a toilet. So when you yeah. set a toilet, it really is set on a ring of wax. We can buy those. It used to be a dollar. You could melt that down. Add some diesel fuel with that and carefully melt it probably outside without too much heat because it could cause a fire. And then you have a liquid and then you spray that. And that works as well.
Uh-huh.
So, but yes, but fluid film, that you spray that on the inside of these cavities, allegedly it will reduce the rust, but there's no real stop in rust. And you have to spray it like every year, right?
Not my situation. But what I was going to... You can use it on your car. What it's really good for is any of the pinch welds.
Ah.
That's where all your rust is going to start, at least here in Michigan, with the salt. It's all the pinch welds.
That's a really good point. So, Andrew, for the class's benefit, pinch welds have taken over from car chassis frames. And what has happened is cars have become more and more unibody. What they do is they take the outer skin, like the fenders, and they will take that and have a tab of metal underneath where the rocker panel is, for example, and they'll take the inner fender and maybe another sheet of metal, and they'll push them together, they'll pinch them together, and electric weld them, and bang, 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 these little round dots of electric weld. That's called pinch weld. As a matter of fact, to pick up a car that's pinch welded together without a frame, you have to have pinch weld adapters, or you will bend the car and you won't be able to open the car doors anymore. I'm not kidding. So we have those special adapters. And I hate buying all these new tools because Detroit comes up with new, cheaper ways of doing things.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, very quickly, we've got a car in the shop, and it's a Cruise, Chevy Cruise. And it has a fuse on the starter, a 250-amp DC fuse. But you can't replace it. You have to replace a whole assembly with that fuse. And so instead of a $1 fuse... or a 10-cent fuse, it's a $150 assembly. It's outrageous. Herman, I'm sorry that we didn't get to you today, but tomorrow's Tuesday. Well, I'll be Rich Sheeban, and he'll be going nonstop. I don't even know if I'll have enough time to introduce him. But maybe Wednesday, maybe Thursday. Thursday is Thanksgiving Day. Well... Andrew, thank you so much for calling in. Don't be a stranger. We're glad to have you in class.
All right.
Class above all, honesty, integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.